Hello and welcome to another episode of Money Lesson of the Day, a short podcast created to help you navigate your relationship with money. I'm Duduzi Lutulia and I created this podcast as a way to teach people that money and financial freedom are a byproduct of how we frame money and the habits that we develop from that framing and understanding. This podcast serves as my personal manifesto, the guidepost or the guidelines that shape what I strive for in my personal finance journey. It's a way to live my best financial life right now. It's also what I turn to when I'm in my lowest financial moments and nothing seems to be going right for me. I'm not saying that you should do any of the things that I talk about. I'm just hoping that by listening to my podcast, it gets you to start asking questions about how you use money, how you view money, and your relationship that you've developed with money. And I'm hoping that the financial education that you get from this podcast hopefully starts to give you some measure of financial control over your life. I strongly believe that it's not so much about the amount of money that one has or does not have, but rather one's ability to manage, grow, and ultimately control their money. In today's topic, I want to talk about charity, the importance of giving back, philanthropy, as it's known by its formal name. I think this is very important because the luxury really of wealth is that you are given the resources to impact and shape your society, shape your environment, should you choose to do so. When well practiced, Philanthropy brings a sense of purpose and expression to its practitioners that has few comparisons. It's really meaningful to be able to give back. It benefits wealthy families who receive a shared sense of purpose and an experience of life and community outside of their own context that might otherwise not be possible. It allows the 1% to connect with the 99%. It has provided continuity for family tradition, often through history, and can give the next generation a sense of meaning. And what I mean by that is, so many times when people become wealthy, one of their greatest fears is, how do I teach my children who are growing up in abundance and wealth? How do I teach them to value money? How do I teach them to be appreciative of the benefits of the wealth that I've provided? And philanthropy does that. It provides continuity for family tradition, generation after generation, right through history, and gives each generation a sense of meaning that money is not just about, that life is not just about money, that money is a tool, and it's a tool that if used properly, can be very purposeful and can provide a deep sense of meaning. Those who are new to philanthropy often take a very similar path. That being that when they begin, it's very hard to know where to put their energy and attention and how to get the most impact from their money. Sometimes it can take a few years. You got to go out there and sort of find what resonates with you, because philanthropy is very personal. It's not just about shaping your society, but it's about using that tool to find meaning, using money to find meaning beyond its very basic level of purpose, which is just a tool of exchange to buy and sell things. So you got to go out there and find what moves you. What do you want to change about the world? Because as a wealthy person, you have that privilege. You can shape and you can impact society. Sometimes it can take years to develop the mature and productive partnerships that result in the very best work, the type of work that really makes philanthropy the best version of itself. But it's really a journey worth going on. It's a journey with going on and trying to develop that maturity and finding those productive partnerships, because it's truly powerful. The practice of good philanthropy is as much a craft as it is a science. It has rigor and it's learned through practical, not theoretical means. You got to get out there. You got to get your hands dirty. Only when a philanthropic relationship is pursued with intention and for the impact, for true impact, only then can institutions, organizations, and new endeavors make the best use of philanthropy, really make the best use of that money. Great philanthropy transforms society. I truly believe that. Great philanthropy transforms societies. The arrival of a university, a school, a hospital, museum, or a library is a signature moment in the life of a community that does not have the ability to provide those things for themselves. When you go into an impoverished community and you give without the expectation of getting back, you provide them a university, a school, a hospital, museum, a library, even if it's just as basic as feeding those who are hungry. Great philanthropy transforms societies, and it transforms the people who do it, because it allows you to connect with people on a much deeper level. The axis of good philanthropic practice is impact. It's about impact. It's not about getting pats on the back. It's not about posting pictures and proving what a good person you are. It's not about getting kudos. It's not about tax breaks. The axis of good philanthropic practice is impact. The measurable clarity and visibility of the difference you are making. Andrew Carnegie, the great American industrialist and the founder of the modern philanthropic tradition, saw philanthropy as a model for responding to suffering by investing money to intervene in the root cause of poverty. And that's how I'd like to view philanthropy. Philanthropy, it's a model for responding to the ills of the world. We all know what a horrible place the world can be, but it can also be a beautiful place. And that's what philanthropy can provide. It's a model for responding to suffering by investing money to intervene in the root cause of poverty. Carnegie argued that those capable of making fortunes should donate some of that wealth to turn around the fortunes of others. He invested in people's capacity to remake themselves, to provide people with opportunities. And I think if you ask any poor person, that's all they're asking for. They don't want handouts. They just want to be given the opportunity to live a dignified life. And this is what I mean when I say philanthropy is a model for responding to suffering, especially in our country, the most unequal society in the world. Those who have the capacity, those who have wealth, have the capacity to change that reality. Just because we are the most unequal society in the world with structural unemployment doesn't mean that reality has to remain until the end of time. Those who have money have the capacity to invest in opportunities that allow people to pull themselves up. You can find people out there who are desperate just for opportunities, not looking for a handout. Just funding thousands of institutions of learning and design, finding people in impoverished society so that they can make something out of themselves. In his Gospel of Wealth, written in 1889, Carnegie asserted that he who dies rich dies disgraced. He who dies rich dies disgraced. This doesn't mean that if you become wealthy, just give away all of your money. Of course not. We make wealth so that we can ensure the futures of our families. And there's nothing wrong with that. You should never apologize for being wealthy. But being wealthy allows us to give something back. And that's what he meant when he says, he who dies rich dies disgraced. This is the book that inspired Bill and Melinda Gates and Warren Buffett to start the Giving Pledge. And as we sit today, over 170 billionaires and counting have contributed to the Giving Pledge, which says that they will give away half their money before they die, because they realize that you just reach a certain point where it is too much. You can only live in one house at a time. You can only wear one pair of pants at a time. You can only drive one car at a time. There's nothing, please don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with creating wealth and wanting the best for yourself. But I think if we really search our souls, we all realize that there's a point where it's enough. And you need to define what enough is. And when you've reached that point, actively work to give back. Giving to the poor or the public good is a part of human civilization. It's a part of our story. It's a part of who we are. Generosity, charity, or giving back can be traced back to the Vedic times. In Judaism, tzedakah is about justice. And in this tradition, the most noble form of giving is to give someone a job. And I think, especially in the South African context, that is what philanthropy should be about. Actively working to change this economy of ours, because it's not working. The structural unemployment will be the reason why we have a civil war. It'll be the reason why we can never get past racism. We should be working, if you have the ability, plowing back into society and just giving them an opportunity. Give someone a job. The idea of a hand up, not a hand out, is one that has ancient origins. Charitable giving through tithing, is one of the five pillars of Islam, a practice called zakat. The Christian tradition of charity, caritas, Latin for love, inspired many institutions we recognize today. Hospitals, universities, hotels, schools, you name it. These originated in the monasteries of the early Middle Ages, where loving strangers, as the Good Samaritan did, was essential. And we need to go back to that. We cannot, no matter what your religion, the one common idea across all of them is this idea of loving thy neighbor, loving strangers as the Good Samaritan did, because this is essential. Every generation has its own ills. Every generation brings its culture to the table in terms of philanthropy and giving. And as we go through the ages, we must define what philanthropy is. Causes, campaigns, and crusades take different forms and meaning through time and are influenced by different events and places. But the humanitarian impulse is never extinguished. And the brighter it shines, the healthier society will be. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope the message really resonated with you. If you did enjoy the message, if you found value in this episode, please feel free to share it with your friends and family. If there's a money topic that you'd like for me to cover in future episodes, or if you yourself need help with any personal finance and investment management needs, please drop me an email on mduduzi@lutulicapital.com. mduduzi@lutulicapital.com. That's mduduzi@lutulicapital.com. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to hearing from you.